Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We take a call from Central New York.
Oh yeah, Central New York. I love Midtown. So Patrick, we love our listeners.
Yes, we do.
Our listeners are smarter than we are, right?
Yes,
we say that all the time. Yeah. And without our listeners, who would listen?
Exactly. These are many, many truths that have been handed down from the mouth.
That's right. Actually, without our listeners, I'm not sure we would be able to have enough content to sustain the show.
There's no way.
One of the great things about doing this and making it every day is people contribute.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of opportunity to do that. And one of the ways they can contribute to Rock in the Suburbs, I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
One of the ways they can contribute is by going to our Patreon page, and there they can support the show financially.
That's right.
To help keep it going, and you get some bonus perks and content and all that kind of stuff. So go to patreon.com/suburbspod, and if you come in at a certain level, you get to be on the show once every 3 months and pick the topic. And Mike is one of those guest stars, Mike Coley from upstate New York. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. And this is not the first time we've heard Mike's voice. He's been on the show previously, which is fantastic.
I think Record Store Day Shopping.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah, Record Store Day. And then I filled in with Jesse when you guys were on
that's
break
right.
back in July.
Another thing we can't thank our listeners enough for.
I know. That's wonderful.
And the Patreon is real important, and we really appreciate that, Mike. So thank you. I mean, the things that we're able to do. I mean, I'm taking that cross-country motorcycle trip with that money. I'm just telling you now, I know, but...
Wait. I'm checking the account now, and it's empty. What's going on? It's a little low.
Yeah, okay. I think I left $7 in there.
But. Okay. So, Mike, first off, before we get into the topic of the day, let's let you plug your website. So, where are you in New York again?
I am in central New York, right smack dab in the middle of the state. The city's called Rome. Actually, we hosted Woodstock 99. So we're about 40 minutes east of Syracuse.
Okay. I want to get back to that Woodstock thing in a second here. And you also run a website, a music website that people should check out. What is that?
I am the editor-in-chief for New York State Music. The URL for that is nysmusic.com. We basically cover as much of New York State as we possibly can. We have a staff of over 100 people across the entire state.
Wow.
We cover, you know, local
stuff
and national acts that come through and just try to cover as much music that happens in and around New York State as we possibly can.
That is really great. It's a great site. I love it.
It's awesome. And, you know, one of the things I really like on there is the calendar. And you can also kind of see live streams that are happening because there's a lot of them now where you can kind of sit in your basement and look at concerts. So I think that's really cool, too.
You're doing great work, yep. Mike Coley.
Well, thank you.
Now, you mentioned Woodstock 99 was in Rome, New York. That's right?
Yep. It was at the decommissioned Griffiths Air Force Base. Actually, right across the river from my house, actually.
So this is the 50th anniversary of the original Woodstock.
Yeah.
That was in Bethel, New York, right?
Yasgers Farm.
Yep. And then there was a Woodstock 94?
94. Yep,
94.
Yep.
So that would have been the 25th anniversary?
Yep.
And where was that one?
That was in Saugerties, which is very close to where Bethel is in Woodstock area, down Catskills region. So that's about 2.5 hours southeast of here.
And then they decided that was such a huge success that we're going to do it every 5 years. And then they had the one in
99
in Rome. And then that kind of ended the whole thing, right?
It became infamous for mud and other things.
Other things, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go to that?
I did. I was there. Fortunately, I didn't have to camp because I live right here in town.
Right.
So I had a nice cool house and a comfy bed to sleep in each night. But I was there every day.
And what was the problem with Woodstock 99? What happened there?
A lot of it was just the way the vending. I think that was the impetus for everything, the way the vending occurred. Because there were a lot of local restaurants and stores and shops who were on site for that weekend. But they had to purchase all of their stuff from Ogden Entertainment, which was the vending wing of the Woodstock Ventures. And so they had to purchase it at such a large or a big price that, you know, even if they didn't put a markup on it for their own profits, they still were charging a lot of money for water, for pizza, for subs. And so people were angry about that. And then the infrastructure started collapsing where the water stations and the port-a-johns started getting torn down. And then the aggressive music didn't help either, I think, in my opinion.
There was definitely an element of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of aggressive started rioting. But the combination of those elements, the heat, nobody could find shade anywhere.
Well, it really wouldn't be a Woodstock festival if it wasn't just sort of, you know, chaotic in some way, right?
I remember talking to a reporter who covered it for the Washington Post, and she told me that she crawled under a car just to find a little shade, like on a gravel road. That's how hot it was.
Oh, wow.
How desperate she was to find shade. Yeah. She went under a car and wept for a little while. Back out.
Wow.
It was tough.
But what is the topic you wanted to talk about on this episode, Mike?
I'm a huge, huge advocate of local music.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a follower. There's a DJ in this area. He's been around for 40 years, been on the air for 40 years. His name is Dave Fresina. He's been on a couple of Syracuse radio stations for a long, long time. And he's done this program called Soundcheck every Sunday night where he plays just local music. And there's such a wide, wide range of great, great talent in this area. And so I kind of like just took notes from him and just like to try to emulate what he does and just support the local music. Because as he says, some of the best music you can find is right in your own backyard.
Yeah.
And people don't see that sometimes. You know, a lot of times bands that are trying to make it, they have to leave their hometown area just to try to make it big. You know, like Hendrix did. He left Seattle, went to London. Then he became big because you're just a local yokel in your own town, and people don't see you as the talented musician you are. So that, you know, that's I'd like to discuss local music and a music festival that a friend of mine and myself put together last year, and we just completed our second edition of that this year, last week.
Wow, that's really cool. How do you go about finding local bands like that, Mike? Is it something where you had them send in, you know, a demo or a sample track, or is it just from your reporter's, you know, knowledge that you know who's good and you know, looking at the website, Central New York, Finger Lakes, Metro, Western New York? Is that how you did it, or what was the main way of filling out the lineup?
It's kind of like that. It's kind of a combination of all that.
Okay.
Working for New York State Music has allowed me to get a lot of contacts, musical contacts throughout the state. So I've been able to make my contacts that way. Plus I'm out checking out music, live music all the time. And I've become friendly with a lot of these bands, especially the bands that we've had on the last two Woodsfest bills. I'm pretty friendly with most of the musicians in these bands, and that helps a lot too, just to get things moving.
That's very cool. How many nights a week would you say you're out seeing live music?
This summer, it's probably been five times a week on average.
That's crazy.
it's been a really good summer,
man.
But you know, when it calms down in the fall and the winter time, you know, maybe 2-3 times a week.
Yeah, yep.
Because I also do the booking at a local brewery.
Oh, okay, cool. That's very cool.
So we have music 2 days a week there. I do all the booking for that. So I make sure I get down there as much as I can for the, you know, even if I'm not working, because I sling beers back there too.
Oh, but, nice. Very nice.
You have the life.
I'll have to send you guys some.
Sounds pretty good.
I'll have to send you guys some of our swag.
Absolutely.
Pretty good beers.
We are all about that, as you probably
know.
I know
you are.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so tell us about the festival that you have organized. You said this is the second year?
Second year, yep. Last year, we scheduled it for the same weekend that Phish was supposed to be doing their big festival at Watkins Glen.
Yep.
And that ended up being canceled because of severe weather, caused problems with the water out there. So we ended up actually being a beneficiary of that a little bit. Watkins Glen's about 2.5 hours away from here. but we threw a thing on our New York State Music. We threw a thing on our Facebook page. You know, if you come with a fish wristband, you get a discounted ticket.
Oh, wow.
For the festival. So we did pretty well just from that. And so we started that last year. We had all, you know, local Central New York bands. We had 11 bands on the bill. We started at 11 in the morning. We ended after midnight. We just kept going all day long. This year, we kind of fine-tuned a few things, cut the bands down to 9 to make it a little bit more manageable. And we had them just going back and forth on side-by-side stages all day long. And as soon as one band finished, the next band started right up. And it just went super smooth the whole day long.
That's really cool.
And after we were done inside or outside, we brought everything into the ski lodge where we had the festival, and there was jam session going on in the bar in the lodge till 6 in the morning.
Wow.
This is awesome.
I know, it sounds amazing. Did you ever think of the idea, Mike, of a rotating stage where one band would be playing on the front and you'd be setting up another one behind and then just spinning forward?
That would be ideal.
Yeah, didn't quite work at the original.
Doesn't quite fit in the budget at this point.
I bet. Yeah.
No, but the side by side stages, that's pretty
perfect.
Good, man.
Yeah,
keep
that's
it
fantastic.
Going.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah,
you need.
Yeah,
they worked out great. The big stage we got, the City of Rome, which I work for. My day job is working for the City of Rome. 2 years ago, they purchased this mobile stage from this company in Quebec. And this thing is fantastic. They let us borrow it for nothing.
Wow.
The last 2 years. And it's like a transformer, you know. It just folds right up into a little trailer that a pickup truck can pull.
Wow.
And once it's opened up, it's all hydraulic. You can add pieces to it. You can make it a 40-foot wide stage. You can make it 20-foot wide stage. It's a really awesome thing. And the city's been really cool supporting us with that. Allowing us to use that stage.
Wow.
That's a difference maker. Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's really cool.
So I just want to get this straight here. So you have a day job.
I do.
Which sounds important. You edit a website with over 100 journalists covering the music throughout the entire state of New York. And you book music at a brewery. And you sometimes serve drinks, I guess, at the brewery, right? And you organize an annual festival. All those things, Mike Coley.
Yes, yes.
Do you have any hobbies? That's anything else?
I collect coins. No, not really.
No. He's as busy as intern Sam.
Oh, my God. You're right. Okay. So can you tell us about any of the local bands that people should check out?
Yeah,
is there
for
any,
sure.
Any music that anybody can find? You know, anywhere or how?
Yeah, most of these bands. Most of the bands on the bill this year are on Spotify. A couple of them were tribute acts. Dark Hollow is a Syracuse area Grateful Dead tribute band.
Okay.
And Les Brer is a Utica area Allman Brothers tribute band. Mm. So they're not on Spotify, but the rest of them are. The band that closed out the night for us is called Annie in the Water.
Okay.
And they're on Spotify. They just released a new album, I think in June, and it's called Time to Play.
Okay.
They closed out the show. They organized the super jam at the end of the show and the jam session inside that went all night long. They're kind of a jam band, reggae sounding. Really groove, happy lyric type band. Really cool guys, really down to earth. Any close the show.
Time to Play. Okay, we're going to play a little clip of that now. Is there a particular song we should listen to?
Probably the title track for the new album, Time to Play.
Become a part of me. Off the port and
All right, that was Time to Play by Annie in the Water.
Nice, liked it.
Very, very sort of bouncy.
Yeah, song. I like yes. that. Yeah, had nice rootsy groove to it. Very yes. cool. And the band sounded very tight, which I liked.
Yes.
The rhythm section was really wired in there.
I could see how that would be a good way to close out the show. I bet yep. people really enjoy that band, right, Mike?
Oh, yeah. They've become really popular in this area. They're kind of they're not really a Central New York based band. They're more all over the state based.
Mm-hmm.
One guy lives up near Lake Placid. One guy lives up near Watertown. One guy lives in Saratoga. So they're kind of spread out all over the state, but they somehow managed to make this band work really well together. And they've gotten a huge, huge following in this area lately. And they always put on a great party whenever they play.
It sounds like, you can even just hear it there. It sounds like they'd be a good live band.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
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 Okay, what was the next one you mentioned?
A band called The Old Main. They're based in Utica, which is just a little bit east of me here in Rome. Their latest album is called Too Far Gone. And they're working on finishing up a live recording that they did last summer. So that should okay. be released pretty soon. That's really, they're a super great live band, and they engage with the crowd. They're more of a bluegrass Americana type band. They like to wander out into the crowd with their instruments and jam with the people surrounding them. And they're all super cool guys. I've become really good friends with them over the course of the past few years.
Oh, that's great.
So yeah, one of their songs that I dig of theirs is called All Day to Get There, from their last album, Too Far Gone.
Okay, so let's hear that, All Day to Get There.
Even the losers get lucky sometimes. Everything is beautiful in our eyes. Don't mind what we'll leave behind. Nothing but a bottle of wine and love. Take a guess and that's enough for now. Living fast and loud.
That's great. I really like that a lot.
Yeah. Feels like a lost classic that you, like, how did I ever miss that song?
Right.
One of those ones that always exists, I guess.
That's
something
right.
we've talked about before. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. They have a familiar sound, but their own voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well said.
Totally.
Well said.
All right. Cool.
I'm just booking my tickets for Woods Fest 3 here, Jim, while you guys are listening to music. So I'm getting excited. Is it going to be a Woods Fest 3, Mike? And are you planning to do it like the same kind of weekend in August?
Yeah, we've already been discussing that. We're talking about changing the stage setup. This year we got a few more people this year than we did last year, so we're expecting to grow. Yeah, there's Woodfest 3 is definitely in the planning stages already.
All right,
probably around the same weekend. We're looking at maybe August 8th for next year.
Okay, cool. Jim, what are you doing August 8th, 2020?
Is there plenty of shade?
It looks
my
like
first
it.
Question. Okay.
When you look at these.
Oh, yeah. It's a ski hill.
Just looking at some of the photos on nysmusic.com. And as you can see, look at that, Jim.
Yep.
Rome is the Copper City, which I've now learned. But it definitely looks like a great setup with lots of trees and like a really beautiful, beautiful setting. Some really cool photos here, too. And at the very bottom of the photo gallery, you see Mike, which is really cool. So that's amazing.
That's
too.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's
okay.
really nice.
Very cool. Are there other bands people should listen to from Central New York?
One of the bands that I've really, really come to love over, just and it started with my involvement with New York State Music, is the Black River. They're based out of Syracuse, and the lead vocalist, the lead songwriter, his name is Mike Powell. In a previous life, he was the he is still, I believe, the all-time leading scorer in Syracuse University lacrosse history.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And if you know anything about lacrosse, you know Syracuse is one of the premier lacrosse yeah. programs in the country.
Big time.
And he just decided to stop playing lacrosse and pick up the guitar and start writing tunes. And he is one of the best storytellers, songwriters I've ever come across, and I really dig what he does and what the full band, the Black River, does. So they, you know, that he performed solo, well, as a duo with his guitarist John Hannes at last year's fest, and this year we were fortunate to get the entire band this year, the Black River, and okay. They're more of a they're really hard to categorize. Sometimes they get a little alt country sounding, sometimes they get a little indie soul type sound, a little mm-hmm. alternative type sound. Mike just put out his live release earlier this year that he recorded last fall, and it's billed as a Mike Powell album, but he's got his full band on a few of his tracks on the live album. That album's called The Full Nelson, named after the place where it was recorded. One of my favorite, all-time favorite songs of his is called Madame de Pompadour, which is a kind of a ballady type song. I would just love to see that song blow up for him, because I just think it's radio ready, just really? The way it sounds.
Okay, well, we'll
especially
give it a try.
Yeah, they're recording.
We'll try to make that happen. Here we go. That's lovely.
That's really nice. I like it a lot. I like the guitar work there, too.
This is a guy you can tell really puts, you know, a lot of effort into his work. Yeah.
Very well crafted.
His mind is constantly working. He's constantly writing. And he's become a really good friend of mine. He's really taken me under his wing, and he's been really supportive of me, super supportive of what we do at New York State Music, what we do at Copper City Brewing Company, what we do at Woods Fest. He's one of my biggest supporters. I'm one of his biggest fans.
That's great.
It's really cool. And just looking here at his website, mikepowell.co, he looks like he plays a lot, too. He's got dates scheduled like every week, it looks like, all throughout the state, which is cool.
And he likes to concentrate his solo gigs in more listening room type environments instead of just, you know, a background music type place where, you know, there's going to be a lot of chatter and... Because he tells stories, and his songs are stories, and the stuff he does, the banter in between songs are stories as well. And you really need that type of environment to really appreciate what he does.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of those types of rooms around here where he can hit those up.
That's very cool.
That's good to hear, because that's a thing I always wonder today is how do you get people actually pay attention when you're up there on stage. So
exactly.
It's good that you guys have environments like that where it's sort of understood or expected on the crowd's part.
You got to pay attention other than locking your phone up in a case.
Right. There's a lot of times where at the brewery where we've had musicians play. My first real booking at the brewery was Mike. And it was just a chance, like Facebook message. Hey, how you feel about playing Copper City? He's like, sure, when? And it kind of spiraled from there. When he did play for us, you know, typically when a band plays at the brewery, there's going to be people in the back of the room chit-chatting, talking, whatever.
Yeah.
But when he played the first time, everybody was focused right on him. And we've had a few instances where that happened, and it's just kind of jaw-dropping to see people who are there just to hang out, just stop what they're doing and just listen intently to whoever's performing.
That's very cool.
That is cool, and it's a rare thing.
Yeah, he commands your attention when he plays live.
All right.
That's awesome.
So there's three new acts that people should hear.
Absolutely.
Check them out. Annie in the Water, The Old Main, and The Black River / Mike Powell.
Yeah.
Do that. So thanks for bringing those to our attention.
Absolutely,
Mike Coley.
Mike, thank you so much, man.
Could I mention one more?
Yes.
Sure. But I also want to say just a quick little trivia bit here. Mm-hmm. When you mentioned Syracuse lacrosse,
yes.
I believe one of their star players from way back in the day was Jim Brown.
Oh, really? Did he play lacrosse as well?
Yes, he did. That. Yes.
Wow.
Jim Brown, of course, famous for being a star running back for the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, that's right.
Team I know, I don't go back that far, but
right.
Of course, he's a legend. And he played lacrosse also at Syracuse.
Man, can you imagine Jim Brown barreling down on you on a lacrosse field without pads or anything? That's scary, man.
Okay, so what was the other band you wanted to feature, Mike?
The other band is a group of young people who are just starting to make their way onto the scene. And they don't, you know, there's a very big roots rock Americana type of, you know, bluesy type scene in this area. And there's a smaller alternative punk rock type scene. And I wanted to get a band like that onto the Woodsfest bill this year, just to give them a little exposure from the people who wouldn't typically go see that type of stuff, because I knew the core audience of the bigger bands that we had on the bill. And I wanted them to get a little exposure to something like this. And these guys they're based in Syracuse. They're called Late Earth.
Mm-hmm.
They just put out their self-titled album New Year's Eve last year. And they're just high-energy, pop-punk, just really, really good. I can't even describe it. I'm coming to a loss for words. But I listen to this album on a regular basis when I'm jamming around town. But their self-titled album came out last year, and the song Head Case is just a really good, it gets you going. It's a good driving song.
All right, cool.
Fantastic.
Why don't we play out with that?
Play out with that.
That'd
Perfect.
Be great. Yep. Okay. Late Earth, Head Case. All right.
Yeah. I really like the Late Earth logo that I'm seeing here on the Bandcamp. It's very cool. Lateearth.bandcamp.com. It's really cool. It's like a clock. It's really neat.
That's good audio material.
Thank you.
All right.
I really described that well.
Yes, you did.
I'm such a storyteller, you know. I'm sure everybody can imagine it. It's a clock. Thanks, people. Thanks, Patrick.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike, for supporting our show. We so
Thanks,
appreciate
Mike.
It.
I've been with you guys since your previous podcast.
That's right.
And I love listening to you.
Great to check in with you.
On.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to check in with you. And certainly, folks like I do, you should bookmark nysmusic.com because there's a lot of cool stuff on there.
Yeah, it's really great. And
yep.
Hats off to you for organizing that festival. That's got to be a lot of work.
It's got to be a ton of work.
But since you're such an expert at it, if you ever want to organize Suburbs Fest.
Yes, that's right.
For us. Here.
There's an idea.
Can that be in your cul-de-sac right up here, Jim?
Wouldn't that work out nicely?
Yeah. We can just barricade the road there
the
and have a block
right
party.
There.
Yeah,
maybe.
Perfect.
We also have many breweries.
Ah, yes, we do.
Many.
Many.
There are many, many breweries.
Yep.
So we could work with somebody,
I think
maybe.
We could.
Make that
yeah,
happen.
I definitely
Wouldn't that
think
be cool?
We could. Yep. Yep.
All right. So it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And thanks again to Mike Coley. And if anyone else would like to get on the show like Mike here, you go to patreon.com/suburbspod and you can see all the different tiers of support.
That's right.
And how that works.
Yep.
And we would love to have you. We would love to have you on. You get to pick the topic,
mm-hmm.
talk about whatever you want.
That's right.
You know,
yep.
So, and Mike, we'll check in with you again, I guess, in another 3 months.
Can't wait. Yeah. Well, hopefully plans will be well underway for Woodsfest 3. And if anybody's going, can I get a ride with you?
All right.
Love to have you guys up there for that.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Really
All
does.
Right. We're going to play out here with Late Earth, and the song is Head Case. And we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks again, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Going to
that bottle of bottomized. The next thing I knew, there was a hole in the sky that was picking at your brain. But if a date was an apple, the only way out of one pack of chop, I got the hell out of town. But kingdom come, we're homeward bound. The old man's gonna cut us down. With all the things in the world to scream, but no air to fear the shout. And it's another part of me that I gotta force you to accept. But I can sure
myself. Are there other bands people should listen to from Central New York?
You can listen to my dog.
The dog has an opinion.